Money Talks, brought to you by Chase Financial Options.
So we are back with our resident money expert, Paul Chase at Fastermy. Yeah, lovely to see you again. Last week we were talking about savings, talking about premium bonds, basically ways of sort of making your money work for you as such. Now, we know that interest rates aren't great at the moment on your savings, but there's other ways, isn't there, of making your money work for you? What sort of suggestions have you got for us in that respect?
Okay, well, there's a vast array of investment type products that you can look at, different ways of accessing them, different ways of holding them, from things such as cryptocurrency, which is constantly in the news. The crypto has taken quite a big hit over the last couple of weeks, right through to investment bonds, portfolios, exchange traded funds. There's a vast array of different products that you can actually get into.
See, this already is making me think, oh, I don't understand. I'd love to be able to get involved in investments, but do you have to have prior knowledge to...
No, not at all. I mean, basically, a lot of our clients come along to us, maybe they've inherited some funds, or maybe they've actually maybe sold a property or done something with that. And actually, what we tend to do is we start at the beginning. We go back to the principles of what they're looking to achieve with that investment.
If I'm just someone who thinks, do you know what, I'm not getting the return that I want on my savings, so I think I am going to dip my toe in the water of investments, in funds, in shares, this sort of thing. If I come and see you guys, what will happen from that point?
Okay, well, the first thing we do is we actually assess your attitude to risk. So we work out what risk that you'd be willing to take with the funds that you've got. We want to understand what you're looking to achieve. Now, if it's literally looking to achieve outpacing inflation, which I say is pretty high at the minute at 9%, so not a easy task to do when we're looking at it as typical traditional investment products where you maybe don't want to accept so much risk. But yeah, certainly the 9%. So we'd assess your attitude to risk. We'd find out what you're looking to achieve with that. We'd look to see if you want to take an income from it. We then look to see if there's any tax implications. Key thing to make sure that we don't put somebody's money into a product which is then going to cause them the tax liability later on. And then finally, access. What access does that person need to those funds? So that's our acronym RITA. So it's risk, income, tax, and then access. And that's how we really look to assess someone when they come and see us.
How variable are those points? So I mean, you talk about the access to your money. Is there quite a vast array of different funds that give you quite a different amount of access
very
to your
much
money?
So, yeah. Absolutely. So you can have products where your money is tied up for a period of years. Often if you're trying to build some protection into an investment where you can actually guarantee the investment or the capital that you've got in there, you do need to hold that investment for a period of time. Otherwise, you would lose that guarantee. Whereas there are other funds such as the portfolios, the ESG portfolios and the standard portfolios that we run where you actually have access on a daily basis. It does take about 10 days for the funds to be transferred, but you can literally ring up and say, yes, I want to cash that in now. And it can happen overnight.
And is it important that you, as the person who have invested that money, that you keep abreast of everything that's going on with the market and with the news in general to kind of have an idea? Or does your sort of representative do that for you?
Your representative should be doing that for you. We have a lot of clients that come and see us, and we do, we and other advisors offer a sort of an online platform so that you can actually go and daily check the valuations on the stock market, on your own investments. We often recommend that people don't check on a daily basis because we do have some clients that do get spooked in something's happening with the stock markets. But on the whole, when you're looking at talking about investing in equities, you're there for the long term. You're not there for the short term. So if there's short term variations, we tend to say not to worry. A good example of that is during the pandemic in March 2020, when the stock markets fell 30-40%. By the end of that year, the stock market has actually fully recovered. But a lot of people panicked and took their money out at that point and lost out significantly.
I suppose one way of looking at it then maybe is to think, how much money can I afford to just put to one side for an indefinite amount of time?
Absolutely. We look for an investment horizon really of 5 years as a minimum. You don't want to be putting in the money you're saving up for a house deposit in 2 years' time, simply because, again, if the markets fall, if there's something dramatic happens the day before, you need that money to be able to put on a house deposit or to pay for a holiday or to pay for little Johnny's university fees. You don't want to risk that money. And yeah, it's got to be funds that you can afford to lose if that was the case, because as soon as you're looking to gain extra return on your funds, you are going to have to accept an element of risk.
I've got this image in my head while we're talking about this of the floor basically with people shouting, sell, sell, buy, buy. Is it really like that?
I think it still happens a bit in the New York Stock Exchange.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think a lot of it's now automated. So I did see a documentary on that a few weeks ago, and I think a lot now is a lot more computerized. But they still ring the bell. They still got people sort of exchanging tickets. But yeah, everything's pretty much done by computer nowadays.
Chase Financial Options, celebrating 25 years of providing advice on mortgages, protection, investments, pension and cash flow planning to island residents. Money Talks on 1 to 3.